Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And we are thrilled to be joined on the phone with two personal trainers at Anytime Fitness, Courtney Janish and Lisa Cruz. They are here to talk about something kind of personal to one of them, and I can't wait to learn more. But anyway, ladies, how have you been? We're talking in the month of November. It's an exciting time.
Yeah, it's good. We just got back from our big conference trip. We were down in Dallas for the weekend, learning about all the new fun stuff coming down the pipeline for Anytime Fitness as a brand. So we're refocused, re-energized, and kind of ready to go and excited to see what happens the first of the year.
Well, that is kind of fun, and that's something that you do once a year?
Well, they switched it a couple of years ago after the 2018 one to be every 2 years, which would have put us in 2020, but then COVID kind of set that off, so it had been 3 years since the last conference, actually.
Well, I bet it was nice to get together. And how many Anytime Fitness franchises are there in the U.S.?
Oh, in the U.S.? I don't know how many are in the U.S., but we had about 3,000 people down there.
Whoa.
From mostly the U.S., there were a few people that came from Mexico or Canada, but for the most part, it was United States. Anytime Fitness, it was owners, trainers, managers,
corporate staff, all
that. Is that a great opportunity also for you guys to share what goes on at your facilities versus other people's?
Yeah, I think for me it was, well, this was my first year going, so it was a completely new experience for me, but what I kind of had some takeaways from that was I was able to interact with some of the other trainers and managers from some of the other Anytime's from Minnesota or even from other states. So kind of getting the information and a good background from some of those new friends, which was really a good experience for me.
Boy, yeah. I bet. And I would assume being from Minnesota that you have different parameters, let's say, for the year and what your year would look like versus somebody that maybe is in Texas or California or Arizona, right. a warm climate. So that must be kind of fun to just hear what goes on around the country.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely it's fun to connect with other people from different regions for sure to just kind of see what things are like for them too. And it's nice to see the similarities and it's nice to see the differences and maybe different varying opinions that they have on some things and stuff that you can kind of use to help you out and help our members out that maybe they're doing really well.
Mm-hmm. Courtney, did you fly?
Yes.
So you are really TikToking to the limit of when you could fly. Do you want to tell our listeners about your exciting news?
Yeah, I think we touched on it last time, but I am pregnant and I'm due January 1st. So my doc said it was okay to fly. I had until about December where that would have been my cutoff. So since it was early enough in the month, I was able to go with no issues. But, I mean, some of that, that's what we were going to talk about a little bit today. Obviously, some of that is helpful, too. Just continuing to stay active and exercising throughout pregnancy and the importance of that. And obviously, doing some of that stuff has helped my pregnancy not have any real issues, which probably created it to be easier for me to fly, where maybe other people have had some other issues that maybe could have not necessarily been prevented, but maybe exercise could have helped them.
Well, let's talk about that, please. So tell us about your pregnancy in particular. You do feel that because you're a trainer and you've tried to keep moving during this, that you've had a much better pregnancy?
Yeah, I mean, so far it's been pretty good. Nothing super crazy has arose by any means. And I know that there's plenty of people that exercise throughout pregnancy, too, and have issues. So I know it's not necessarily it's a cure for everything, right? But, and obviously it's my first one, too, so I don't really have anything to compare to, like, not exercising during a pregnancy. So I only really have my experience, obviously. Lisa might have a few other experiences because she's gone through it 3 times. But obviously it does help to stay active. It helps continue strength training if you can. Obviously, when you first find out you're pregnant, it's not always necessarily the best to, like, start up a brand new routine if you haven't been doing something, but it's still important to do your best to stay active, and just ask your doctor what maybe they would like to see you do if you haven't been doing something, or if you have been doing something, if it's safe for you to continue, or if you shouldn't add it in.
Well, Courtney, let's use your routine as an example, because I know that you do both strength training and aerobic training as well. So obviously the importance of just keeping moving, right? That's a good piece. And have you had to modify some of your exercises?
Yeah, for sure. The first trimester, I didn't really do a whole lot different. I still kind of kept with I was lifting probably 4 or 5 days a week. I did start to not, like, I wasn't pushing as hard anymore. I was just kind of trying to maintain where I was at, not necessarily adding weight to what I was doing. And I wasn't necessarily feeling the best. I wasn't sick all the time, but I definitely was feeling nauseous. So you don't really want to push through that too hard, because that can make some different issues for you. And I was doing some cardio a few days a week as well. As I've progressed, I've definitely cut back on how many days a week I lift, and now I'm only lifting about 3 days a week.
What exactly does that mean, please?
So strength training exercises, so weightlifting, free weights mostly, not doing as much barbell stuff. I was doing more barbell stuff early on, but I've kind of cut the barbell out of my workout routines and mostly just doing dumbbell stuff or kettlebell stuff, still kind of focusing on hitting all those main muscle groups, so your lower body exercises and your upper body exercises. Not doing really necessarily a ton of specific core work anymore. There are certain things, obviously, that you want to be careful about doing. You don't really want to be down on the ground too long, laying on your back or any of that, or laying on your belly, because obviously that's not necessarily the safest and it's very uncomfortable.
And there's other exercises that we do, like with squatting and lunges and things like that, that already incorporate the core or your abdominals. So you don't have to really get down on the floor and do some of those, like Courtney was saying, some of those core movements where you're on your belly or on your back or things like that. So you are still getting a good core workout with some of the other bigger exercises that you implement too. So, yeah.
You know, I would assume, though, for weightlifting that you would have to cut back on the amount of pounds that you're lifting, or how has that changed?
So I'm not lifting, I'm not really pushing to lift heavier by any means anymore. I think everybody, I know there's some different studies and articles and everything out there that maybe say, oh, you maybe shouldn't lift more than 30 pounds or whatever it might be, but I think a lot of it is kind of more what were you able to do. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to pigeonhole something, because maybe Mo could never lift 30 pounds, right? But maybe I could lift 100.
What do you mean,
pounds,
right?
So it's kind of hard to, like, say that should be your cap, right? So I've definitely cut back quite a bit. So I'm not lifting anything super crazy, especially when it comes to some of the movements that are maybe a little bit harder.
You still want to do the strength? So do you do more repetition?
Yep, so I do. Mm-hmm. I typically do a little more repetition. So like with deadlifts, for example, obviously you need to be a little bit more careful when you're doing a deadlift, right? Because you're kind of bending at the waist, which already, you know, pregnancy can bring on some lower back issues because you're getting bigger in the front. So it puts a little more stress on the back, right? So trying to just be mindful of, you know, your movement pattern, just doing your movement pattern right, trying to engage your muscle groups that should be engaging, and trying not to lift anything too heavy, but getting more repetitions in at it. So you're still working on focusing on the strength, but not necessarily the increasing weight.
And I would assume all these things are things that you should be talking with your doctor about.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep. So don't go out there necessarily and follow my routine if you haven't been doing anything right. You want to talk with your doctor about it first, but even adding in, you know, if you haven't been doing much, even just adding in some resistance bands, you know, mm-hmm. add some resistance bands to create some resistance to kind of work on your muscle groups and engage them that way. Or just moving, right?
Walking. You can always start walking up. that's always a good benefit because you're constantly moving. And I think too, like when we sit for too long, we don't realize how tight and how cramped you get after a while. So always, like if you have a desk job, getting up, just moving around every 15, 20 minutes will be super helpful, especially like on your low back if you're sitting a lot too. So all kinds of movement things that you should still be doing even though you are pregnant.
And so as far as, you know, pieces of equipment, if you're going to, you suggest walking, a treadmill would be good, but are there some pieces of equipment that you wouldn't recommend people go on?
Well, one of the things too with cardio, you just don't want to get your heart rate up too high, you know, so you kind of want to, you probably can use just about, you know, most of the equipment, just watch your heart rate. I mean, really pay attention to that. You don't want to overexert yourself because you don't want to get into that dehydration mode, which can happen easily too when you're pregnant. So just keeping the heart rate low and just paying attention to that, and you can do most of those cardio machines.
Yeah, I would say most of the machines, as long as you feel comfortable doing them, right? Now, if you haven't been doing a piece of cardio equipment, maybe it's not the best time to add it in to your routine, right? But as long as you feel comfortable with it or comfortable doing it, obviously moving your body as much as you can will help. I mean, it helps with a lot of things. It'll help with your stress, right? Obviously, you can have more stress when you're pregnant, especially if your first time there's a little more stress that goes with it. But just being able to kind of have an outlet for that, and exercise is a good outlet for that, just like it is for anybody that's not pregnant, right? It's a good outlet for stress relief. It can kind of help hopefully lower your chances of gestational diabetes, right? Nobody wants to have to go through that. And sometimes exercise can't cure it. I've had clients that have been pregnant and they're very fit and very active, but yet they still are just more prone to getting gestational diabetes than they do. And maybe they're a little bit older in their pregnancy, and that's why too. There's all sorts of reasons that go into it, but strength training definitely can kind of help you reduce your risks of getting that. And then obviously it can help with weight gain, right? I mean, you're going to gain weight regardless, but how much you gain and what's healthy for you, your doctor usually will talk to you about, you know, what might be an adequate amount of weight gain for you. So trying to stay as active as you can so you're gaining weight, but it's a healthy amount of weight and not gaining too much. So hopefully it's easier for you to recover after your delivery.
Courtney, I know this is your first pregnancy. What has been something that really has surprised you about your body as it's been changing?
Maybe how fast I get. Now that I'm getting a little bit further along, how much easier it is to get a little bit more winded. Some of the things I was able to do, obviously, even in the first trimester, able to push a little bit harder on some things and definitely not able to do as much, or I get winded faster just because now I'm starting to get a little bit bigger and the baby's moving around a little bit more and getting into those spots that sometimes you just need a little bit more time to catch your breath. Tying your shoes can be a challenge sometimes. So I guess that's really the only thing. I guess it didn't really surprise me. I knew it was going to probably happen, obviously, but now experiencing it, you kind of notice it a little bit more.
Lisa, so. I know that you have worked with clients that have been expecting babies, and tell us about that, and how do you approach them differently than you do your regular clients?
Well, I have one currently now. Pretty much just, you know, you ask everybody how they're feeling that particular day. If she's, in fact, today I had her and she was not her usual self. She had kind of a bad, rough time yesterday. So what we did is we just do things a little bit at a slower pace. We pay attention to her body. If she's, you know, definitely has to drink more water during, before, and after, which is something that I did recommend to her just because she was feeling kind of out of it yesterday. So really just paying attention to more of their body, how it's feeling. We, in the beginning, some of them are just so tired that we may not do three sets of everything. Maybe we cut it down to two. And usually I can modify it on the spot, as if I've planned something and she's not feeling real well, we'll just kind of modify it in that way. But it's just really paying attention to their body, more particularly now that they're pregnant. So
constantly asking the doctor.
Yep.
That was That's one thing that I've always, whenever I know they have a checkup, right, because they're going to have checkups, they're going to tell you when their last checkup was or when their next one is.
Mm-hmm.
What'd your doctor say now? Did you talk to him about this?
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk to him about that? Because every doctor's different,
yep.
too, and every person's different, and what they might tell you might be different than what a different client's doctor told them.
Right.
So just kind of going off of, you always use, we're not doctors, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know a lot, but we're not doctors. They get paid the big bucks for a reason, right? So just kind of making sure that you're constantly working with them and what their doctor tells them and modifying things to be the way they need them to be for their benefit.
That's probably good advice across the board, is to chat it up with your doctor and don't be starting something until you know really where your baseline is and what you are capable or not capable of doing, right?
Yeah.
So ladies, we just have about another minute or two left. I know you have a challenge going on.
Yeah, we have a challenge coming up. This one's mostly for gym members, but you can still feel free to, you know, become a member before the challenge or just come check us out and see if it's something you're interested in. We'll still talk to you about it. But it's mostly for our gym members. We're just going to do a little holiday challenge. So we've got about 4 weeks after Thanksgiving, that week after Thanksgiving till Christmas week, because Christmas is on a weekend. We're just going to do a little challenge that they can sign up for here at the club, where they get two team training sessions a week for 4 weeks. So they get 8 team training sessions. Just kind of help motivate them to keep them active through the holidays so they can kind of keep on track with their goals. It's not too expensive. It's only $79, so they can get a good, try it out, see if they like the team stuff and see if it's a good fit for them maybe moving forward into the new year.
And again, if people want to take advantage of that, how can they go about doing it?
Give us a call and just come take a tour of the gym and see if it's for you. We'd be happy to give you a complimentary session to kind of try it out beforehand, but our office hours are 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Fridays. We're in the Westview Mall. They can give us a call at 651-438-8818, or they can send us an email at hastingsmn@anytimefitness.com, or just check us out on social media too.
We appreciate everything. Thank you so much, ladies. Best of luck to you, Courtney. Hope that you continue to feel well. Our guests today, Courtney Janish, Lisa Cruz, they are trainers at Anytime Fitness in the Westview Center. Do stop in and check out all the good things going on there. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.